Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Salini-Impregilo full year 2016 financial results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Eugenia. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Salini-Impregilo 2016 financial results conference call. Our call today is hosted by Pietro Salini, Chief Executive Officer. Joining him for the presentation are also Massimo Ferrari, CFO and General Manager, and Alessandro De Rosa, Deputy General Manager. In today's call, we will present and discuss the consolidated financial results for the financial year 2016 and provide our outlook for the current year. Before we start, let me remind you of the usual housekeeping safe harbor notice. Any forward-looking statements embedded in today's presentation and conference call remarks are based on our current expectations and planning assumptions subject to risks and uncertainties. A recording file of today's event will be available shortly after the call and can be accessed through the investor relations section of our website. I would like now to turn over the call to Massimo Ferrari, CFO, for his presentation. Thank you.
Good morning to everyone. Welcome to the conference call for the 2016 results and for the outlook of 2017. I will go very quickly on 2016 results because are completely in line and consistent with the preliminary results already disclosed. Just starting with the slide three of the presentation, we are very proud to be consistent for the third year consecutive in terms of results in comparison with the guidance that we disclosed year by year. We put in the past a very ambitious target in terms of guidance, also in terms of detail of the guidance. We achieved it, and we are very committed to achieve also the guidance that Pietro Salini will disclose you later. I skip the slide four because you already know the new orders acquisition for 2016. That has been a very successful year. We got more than 7.3 billion of new order, including the Lane acquisition made in 2016. Lane is up to now with a backlog record in its long history, having more than 1.8 billion of backlog. Moving to the slide six, where there are some more details in comparison with the preliminary result. We already know the revenue increase 1.2% vis-à-vis the 2015 results. We had an EBIT margin 4.9%, having an EBIT of 300 million euro, with 87 net financial expenses, so achieving 198 EBT level. We reduced the tax rate significantly from 52% to 39%, increasing significantly the result from continuing operation that achieved 120 million. Lower than the result from continuing operation, we had, and we already disclosed the discontinued operation, 21 million coming from the exchange rate reserve made by Todini, already included in the first half result of 2016, and a tax settlement with the Italian authority that weighs for 7 million. We had 21 million of discontinued operation, and then the minorities that you can see the source of the minorities on the right end of the slide for 40 million. So the net group result has been 60 million. Also for the separated account, just for a combination, we achieved a similar result. So we had 65 million in the separated account, and this gave the opportunity to increase the dividend to 26 million, with an increase of 32% with the dividend made in 2015 for 0.05 euro per share, per ordinary share. Moving to the slide 7, regarding the financial expenses, so you can see the breakdown of the net financial expenses. We had some net positive effects coming from interest and exchange rate that weighs for 16 million. Then you have the detail of the amortized cost coming from the bond and the liability management exercise made in 2016 and coming from refinancing amortized cost. So the total effect improved significantly the net financial expenses. In the 2015 number, we put in order to normalize the figures, also the debt and the cost of the debt for the Lane acquisition. Slide 8, we already commented it in the preliminary result. We significantly increased the fixed rate component for 2016, and we decreased significantly the cost of corporate debt. The last slide, 9, before giving the floor to Pietro Salini, is the cash flow generation that achieved 88 million in 2016, higher than our budget and our expectation, and we expect to increase it in 2017, as Pietro will told you later. Thank you very much, Pietro. I leave the floor to you.
Thank you, Massimo. Good morning, everyone. In our last call just 3 weeks ago, I commented on how 2016, the first year of our latest business plan, had been a year of great satisfaction for our group. Today, with the financial results for 2016 already behind us, let's take a look at what we have ahead of us. In slide 11, the first thing to look at it is the global market. The positive outlook for global GDP growth is good news for the infrastructure market, since this market is strongly correlated with the growth of the world's economies. Some of the biggest development trends can be found in emerging countries, where we are seeing the growth of megacities. The quick pace of urbanization is obviously creating demand for infrastructure. So much has to be done in this part of the world that it stands to account for about 60% of the total construction volume by the year 2025. But there is also a lot going into the developed world. Most of the infrastructure might already be in place, but parts of it needs to be repaired or renovated or simply replaced. This is the case in Europe, but in particular in the United States. The urgency is not lost on the new administration, where President Trump has proposed an ambitious plan to invest over $1 trillion in infrastructure. In addition, there are also new business opportunities that we are exploring. Some of them are extension of our core competencies, such as working alongside insurance companies in the realm of maintaining large infrastructure such as dams. Our expertise would help insurers mitigate the risk exposure to any potential damage and liability. In this regard, the United States is proving to be an excellent opportunity for us. The incident in Oroville, California, raised the alarm on the poor state of many of the country's dams. The average age of tens of thousands of dams is 52 years. There are 14,000 of them that are considered to be high hazard, and the experts estimate that they are in need of $21 billion worth of repair. This is music for us. Our U.S. subsidiary, Lane Construction, which we acquired last year, obviously put us in the right position to take advantage of this situation, along with many other business opportunities. And it already has. Since January, Lane has won 850 million euros worth of contracts. And that's 26% of its 2017 budget before the first quarter is even over. And it is bidding or considering making bids for $3.7 billion worth of contracts. Then there are other $6.3 billion worth of projects that are expected to come online in the short to medium term. Worldwide, the construction market has a combined value of more than 21 trillion euros. Of this total, 5.8 trillion represents our company reference markets. The strict selection criteria that we apply to potential projects has led us to identify a short list of projects worth 478 billion euros that interest us. Remember that these figures are not projections. They are real projects that have either been launched or are being developed by governments and other potential clients. They are projects whose characteristics we already know and have ended up in our short list of projects to be pursued. Our order intake this year has been impressive. We are off to a good start. Since January, we won contracts valued at more than 1.7 billion euros, representing 17% of our target for the year. As I mentioned earlier, nearly half of the amount comes from the United States. You will see on the slide a list of the contracts that we have received. Some have been announced, while others will be disclosed shortly. And this is obviously just the start. We are bidding for another 8 billion euros worth of contracts, and we are waiting for an additional 10 billion euros worth of tenders to open. In slide 16, you see our backlog evolution in 2017 that sees a growth in the European region and a slight decline in Italy. North America and Australia are poised to grow, while other regions remain roughly stable. In slide 17, you see that we are ahead of our competitors when it comes to the size of the project that we are handling. We are the largest single size, a single project into the bunch of our competitors. We also see that we are the most diversified geographically in the list of our competitors, making us best in the class. Three out of the four peers cited on the graph get more than half of their business in Europe. In slide 18, you see the reshaping of our geographic distribution. This illustrates how, on the course of the last 3 years, we have changed the geographic makeup of our projects. It shows a more disciplined approach to reduce our exposure to risk. We have increased our presence in the United States from a mere 3% of our revenues in 2014 to 25% last year, and we are projected to reach 30% this year. This proportion, let me remind you, comes 2 years ahead of the timeline for the target set out in our business plan. What's more, growth in the United States is ahead of what we have planned, and it is all happening before the Trump administration has come out with its investment plan. Whatever figures we give here are not taking into account any new addition that the president will make to the infrastructure's expenditure in the next coming years. Another key indicator that I would like to comment on is the concentration of our top 10 projects. The ratio to the total number of projects has decreased from 66% in fiscal year 2015 to 52% last year, and is projected to decline to 45% this year. Yet another target under our business plan that will be reached ahead of time. This is more than a 30% decline in just 3 years. This progress is very important because it will contribute to reducing our company risk exposure and improve the ratios that are considered by rating agencies. Let me finally comment on our 2017 outlook for the market and for our group. The global infrastructure market is expanding. This is allowing us to rebalance our exposure to risk, focusing on markets with the best opportunities and making a point of remaining diversified in terms of geography and business risk. This year, we will expect our company to grow faster than our competitors. We will concentrate on strengthening our financial structure, on targeting a significant level of cash flow before dividends, and on reducing the gross debt. Every CEO would like to be in a position to announce at the same time a growth of the order intake, an increase of more than 10% in revenues versus the previous year, an EBIT margin higher than 5%, and a reduction of 100 million of gross debt. We have a strong history of delivery, and whatever goal we have set, we have reached and we have been able to maintain. We have a very satisfactory year already behind us, and the current one started on a good pace. We are on course to fully reconfirm the target set out in our business plan. And now let me take your questions. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. I have some questions. The first one is on your cash flow target. Can you share with us what is your assumption on net financial position rather than gross debt? As I see that you are targeting 100 million improvement in gross debt, I would like to know if the same figures could be applied also to the net financial position. My second question is on minorities. I saw that 2016 is, let's say, affected by higher than expected weight of minorities. Can you help us to understand what could be the impact on 2017 accordingly to your budgeted projects? And then another question on Italy. I would like to understand what are your assumptions on the main project that you are performing and managing in Italy. I'm referring to the 2 or 3 TAV that you are managing, one in Genova, the other one in Verona, and the last one on in Napoli. And sorry, but I have a last question on 2017 CAPEX. If you can share with us what's your target and compare it to 2016, but without disposal, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Starting from the gross debt reduction, we put as a guidance for 2017 higher than 100 million euro, notwithstanding we have just 44 million of debt that will expire in 2017. We expect to increase the reduction significantly in 2018. Regarding the net financial position, as you, I think you already know, can be affected by single items as we experienced in 2015 and 2016, but we expect an improvement in the coming years, 17 and 18. In our budget, we have the same amount that we achieved in 2016, and we can have 70 million better, more or less this range.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the minorities, we expect around 50 million in 2017.
550, sorry.
50.
Okay.
And for the 2017 CAPEX expected, we are in a range between 330, 350 million, but we expect to be more efficient as we experienced in 2016 and 2015, thanks to a higher rotation rate for the most capital intensive works. For Italy, I don't know if Pietro wants to make some comments.
Yes, Massimo, if you allow me, I just want to say that, of course, Italy has been disappointing in terms of development of revenues the last years, and we had to reduce our ambitious target in 2016. We take, of course, lesson learned, and we are giving our guidance thinking of on a development of turnover coming out from Italy with the same rules as it has been into the past year. So I think that we make conservative assumption in terms of what has been the development from the Italian market. This year it was accounting for 7%, as you remember, of the total revenues, and also the pace of production in terms of in the sites that are in Italy has been kept to a level which I can say it is possible to maintain.
Well, let me add, Giuseppe, that the budget and the guidance has been made at a constant exchange rate, starting, just to give you an idea, from an exchange rate euro-dollars that was 1.11, because we started the process in September 2016.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eugenia.
The next question. Thank you. The next question is from Grégoire Thibault with Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. I have some questions. The first one is regarding the outlook 17. You expect again a strong increase of your sales, and it will be stellar in the US according to your expectation. It should be like more than 32% growth for your US business. So I just would like to understand again how you are so confident to reach such a level. Especially it's at constant exchange rates, if I understand correctly. And more than the volumes, what do you expect in terms of profitability and margin for Lane? And for Lane, maybe excluding the JVs as well. So that's the first question. The second question is, sorry, Massimo, I didn't catch very well your answer regarding the net financial position in the coming years, the net debt. I understood there will be an improvement, but an improvement by 50 or 70 million euros, is it correct? And the last thing, maybe, just to remind us, what's your dividends policy and how do you see your cash allocation for the coming years? Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, Massimo, do you want
yeah.
Starting
from the confidence that we have on the U.S. market, we expect a significant contribution increase coming from Lane in 2017, mainly thanks to the new order acquisition made in the first months of 2017. As you know, there is a component coming from a plant paving and a small project that Lane achieved constantly in the past years, and it's in a range between $1.4 billion, $1.6 expected. And then there is the contribution of the large projects. Lane invested in 2016 and is investing a lot of money in the bidding activity. We have a very strong pipeline, and the business plan and also for sure the budget has been made without considering any upside coming from the new administration plan on infrastructure. Regarding the marginality of Lane in the business plan, in the rolling period of the coming years, we expect to have a ROS, an EBIT margin close to 4.5% as an average for 2017-2018, including the investment that we are making on people, location, new offices, and also including the retention package that we signed with the lane management. Then a clarification on the net financial position. I told before that in our budget we have the same value that we achieved in 2016, plus or minus 70-80 million euro that can come from an advance payment or a payable receipt, considering the magnitude of our main jobs. Then let me check. For the dividend, as you know, we put 40% as a payout ratio for the business plan in 2019, because we want to achieve another improvement in the rating from the rating agency. So we have to achieve the cash generation coming from fund from operation, and then we will release most of the cash produced also to the shareholders.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gregoire.
Thank you, Gregoire.
Eugenia, next question, please.
The next question is from Alessandro Tortora with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, I. Good morning to everybody. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is, let's say, you basically stated some minutes ago that your guidance on top line is at constant exchange rate. So what I would like to have is if you can provide us a sort of sensitivity, okay, in terms of US dollar, euro trend, and what could be also the impact, okay, on your revenues. Let's say plus minus 5%, if you can give us just an idea of what could be the impact on revenues. The second question is on we have basically seen that the net profit for this year had the impact of some negative one-offs, also some negative impact from discontinued operation. So what I would like to understand is if the company is basically confident to have a cleaner number this year, and therefore if you can also give us an idea of, let's say, the tax rate level and also financial charges that you expect to basically have in 17. The last question is on the working capital. If understood well, you are basically telling us that the investments should be, let's say, above 300 euro million, 330 euro million. What is basically the trend that you expect in the working capital management? Because if my assumption is right, you are basically telling us that the working capital on sales should decrease, but also working capital in absolute term should decrease. Thanks.
Thank you, Alessandro. So starting from the exchange rate effect, we have around 50% of the revenues linked to the euro-dollars exchange rate. As a sensitivity, we made an exercise, a 5% movement in terms of exchange rate has an effect in terms of revenues in a range between 150 million euro, 200 million euro.
Mm-hmm.
Then for the one-off effect, we had in 2016 around 20 million above the EBIT line coming from Chile from tax settlement, and another 20-21 million under the EBIT line coming from the exchange rate reserve of Todini and from mm-hmm. the tax settlement. So overall, in terms of net income, we have around 40 million of one-off, really non-recurrent effect that, of course, we do not expect for 2017.
Okay.
In terms of working capital, we expect a release of cash around 50 million in 2017, coming from an improvement in the cash conversion cycle overall, and you have to consider that the higher contribution coming from Lane improve the overall working capital cycle, and also a reduction in the work in progress, and some small contribution also in the inventories management that will be more consistent in 2018 and 2019.
Mm-hmm. And just if I may, sorry, Massimo, on the, let's say, tax rate level that you expect this year and also the financial charges, given that you gave us the guidance on a lower gross debt. Thanks.
Yeah, we, on the tax rate, we expect to be in line with 2016, so close to 39%. And in terms of interest charges, of course, it will be very important, the currency rate effect and also the positive interest that we can get managing the huge amount of liquidity that we have. So we expect some upside can come also from an improved management of the cash stock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alessandro. Eugenia, next question.
There is one question from Bruno Permutti with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Only an update, if it is possible, if there is one on Panama, how if you have any news on that, and what's the deadline, if the deadline of 2019 for the settlement of the issue is still there.
No, it's still there. It's always the same story, unfortunately. As I told you last time, it's a matter of waiting. We cannot have news any days on that. There is a very long and complex process going on. So until that date, unfortunately, we cannot give any further information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bruno. Eugenia, are there any further questions?
Yes, there is a follow-up from Grégoire Thibault with Natixis. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning again. Thank you for taking this follow-up question. Just coming back on Lane, it's just to have roughly maybe an idea of the free cash flow you can expect with Lane in the midterm. Like very roughly, I don't... Oh, you can give us, if you want, the free cash flow of Lane in 2016 and 2017. But in the midterm, the 3-5 coming years, how do you see the mechanics of the free cash flow there? Will it be the biggest contributor in terms of free cash flow of your group? Could you maybe share your views on this specific subject with us? Thank you again.
For the Lane contribution in terms of net financial position, just to give you an idea, Lane closed with 120 million of positive net financial position, having 160 million of liquidity and 60 million of gross debt in 2017. What is more important is the completely different cycle of the free cash flow generation of the Lane business mix. So we expect to have a contribution in terms of free cash flow year per year that could be in a range between 30, 50 million per year. But this is just a rough number. I do not have with me the detailed figures. So it's very important, the cost and contribution of Lane in terms of cash flow generation.
Okay. Thank you,
thank you, Grégoire.
Thank you, Grégoire.
The next question is from Keith Pusutil with Oceanwood Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Just one quick question on the longer-term guidance on the 2019 business plan targets. You mentioned, you know, we saw the U.S. is accelerating to 30% this year. You spoke about the de-risking, moving ahead of schedule. Can you just give us maybe sort of your thoughts on the confidence on hitting the 2019 targets, both pre and maybe, you know, maybe excluding anything from potential upside from the Trump administration? Thank you.
Well, this was exactly what we were saying, that we see a booming market, notwithstanding the new administration effort to improve the quality of the infrastructure. So the market for lane, as we were saying many times together, it is a very little share of the entire American, North American market. So it means that whatever is the dimension of the market, Lane is looking at a footprint which at the end of the plan will be around 3 billion. So in terms of size, we are just taking a very thin slice of what is the entire market available for construction into the U.S. So I think that we have a lot of improvement room in terms of our market share, and that we have to work in order to catch that. Of course, any additional boost measures made by the new administration will be more than welcome, either because we'll be restricted to the U.S. national, as has been announced, and we can consider ourselves as a U.S. national with Lane, either because they are in addition, as we were saying, of something which is already a market which is very important and very positive and productive, as you have seen for the first months in terms of achievement of new orders. So I think that we can confirm fully our figures in terms of 2019 targets, and maybe we could be more optimistic, but for the time being, we stick it to the figures that we had before, and we didn't take into account any new addition coming from statements so far from the new administration.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Keith. Eugenia, if there are no further questions?
At the moment, there are no questions registered.
Okay. Thank you very much, all. That concludes our call for today. We thank everybody for your participation and wish you all a pleasant day. Thank you.